Next up, At the Movies, a review of a current film with Paul Willistein of The Press.
Judas and the Black Messiah has nothing to do with the New Testament story in the Bible about the betrayal of Jesus by one of his disciples. However, the movie does tell a story of biblical proportions based on the late 1960s left-wing African-American militant political group, the Black Panthers, and one of its leaders, Fred Hampton. The Black Panthers are also not part of the Marvel Cinematic Universe, although the original Marvel Comics Black Panther character is said to have been inspired by the Black Panthers political group. Fred Hampton was dubbed the Black Messiah for his firebrand rhetoric as head of the Chicago branch of the Black Panthers. The Black Panthers figured in the Black Power movement in the United States with branches in 68 cities, including Redding, Berks County, and was led by more well-known Huey P. Newton, Bobby Seale, and Eldridge Cleaver, dating to the founding of the Black Panthers in Oakland, California in 1966. The movie, Judas and the Black Messiah, chronicles the infiltration of the Black Panthers' Illinois chapter by an informant for the FBI in an attempt to defuse the organization. The Black Panthers often wore black berets, leather jackets, sunglasses, and brandished guns and rifles in a quasi-military stance under open carry gun laws in an attempt to intimidate law enforcement. Judas and the Black Messiah is a compelling account told from the perspective of an informant, William O'Neill, played by Lakeith Stanfield, who is tasked by the FBI Chicago office chief, Roy Mitchell, played by Jesse Plemons, with bringing down Fred Hampton, played by Daniel Kaluuya. Woven into the story is the relationship of Fred Hampton and his girlfriend Deborah Johnson, played by Dominique Fishback. Shaka King, who directed The Newlyweeds, directs with an unabashed and unapologetic vigor and verve, rarely taking the camera off of its central figure save for several street battles between the Black Panthers and police. Daniel Kaluuya, who is in The Black Panther and is an Oscar nominee as actor for Get Out, is a compelling, tragic, and startling figure as Fred Hampton. Lakeith Stanfield, who is in Knives Out and Get Out, has a quiet, commanding presence as O'Neill. Jesse Plemons, who is in The Irishman, has a Weasley charm as Mitchell, the FBI agent. Dominique Fishback is beguiling as Johnson, Fred Hampton's girlfriend. Martin Sheen shows up to chew the scenery as FBI Director Herbert Hoover. The timing of Judas and the Black Messiah, which premiered February 1st at the 2021 Sundance Film Festival and theatrically February 12th, couldn't be more relevant in the context of the Black Lives Matter movement, and the film is an important must-see for Black History Month. Judas and the Black Messiah is MPAA rated R for violence and pervasive language. Opening February 26th, Tom and Jerry. It's an adaptation of the classic Hanna-Barbera characters. Tim Story directs the voice talents of Chloe Grace Moretz and Michael Pena in the animation adventure comedy. Crisis. Three stories are told about opioid addiction. Nicholas Jarecki directs Gary Oldman, Armie Hammer, Evangeline Lilly, and Greg Kinnear in the drama thriller. I'm Paul Willistein of the Lehigh Valley Press at the movies for WDIY.